Hello, heroes, and welcome to the 55th episode of Campaign. I'm Kat Cool, your host and Game Master. Before we get started, first, let me tell you about Cards Against Humanity. This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show. Now, James and I would like to thank our outstanding Patreon backers.
Brandon Rooney, thank you.
Krist Ostvang, thank you so much. Hanu Kotalainen, thank you.
Thanks, Hanu.
J. Kyle Fagan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jay. Eugene McCarron, thank you. That's my Uncle Gene.
Martin Tiernan,
thank you.
Christopher Eldekin, thank you.
Jade Fox. Thank
Ooh.
You.
Roland Combe.
Thank you, Roland Combe?
Maybe. I
think it's Combe.
I would think Combe. Could be either. Roland, you let us know.
Jerry Johnson, thank you.
Peter Griffith, thank you.
Gregory Lewis, thank you.
Eric Simon, thank you so much.
Eric Simon, thank you. Eric's game is going to be on the show soon.
Oh, snap. Which one?
Steamscapes.
Cool. Very cool. Benjamin, thank you.
Thanks, Benjamin. Simon DeVette, thank you.
Dominic Fuentes, thank you.
Daniel Cesarani, thank you.
I think you nailed that one.
I totally did because we read it before and I got it wrong before.
Okay.
Brittany Faree.
Corinne Taylor.
Corinne.
Hey, girl.
Goddamn Taylor. Thanks, Corinne.
William Scott Palmer, thank you.
Thanks, William.
And now, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Confession! Lenik Gilo, bounty hunter, disguise enthusiast, and member of the Minok crew, has for years secretly been grappling with the death of his brother, Venton Gilo. The emotional turmoil has driven him to a host of strange behaviors, the most recent of which is discussing his past with the fearsome Emperor's hand, Ava Arik. Bacta, tired of the pressures of being responsible for his crewmates, has retreated to the festivities of the bike ball, drowning his stresses with dance and celebrity. But is that a good idea in a convention full of credit-thirsty bounty hunters? Meanwhile, Tristan Lin must find someone willing to sell a Fredonine to the galaxy's most wanted smuggler.
It's pretty easy to get back to the ship. You know how to, to get down there now. There are other people milling about.
So Trist notices that, doesn't see him, doesn't see many people, and kind of grabs Lin and like leans in to whisper. Look, I don't really see many people around. Maybe we slip back into the ship and run a few diagnostics just to see what kind of changes they've made.
Why are you whispering?
What's that?
Why are you whispering? This is our ship. We're allowed to do this.
We can just walk into it?
Yes, why wouldn't we be allowed to do that?
We haven't paid a bill yet.
Well, we're not going to fly off.
Well, if it's fine to fly off, maybe we do fly off.
Back to basic style, without us doing the thing, don't they have like... shields and things that they
you can't bypass shields?
Neither of us can do computers.
We could try.
Yeah, let's go check on our ship. So no one bothers us when we go up, because lots of people even stay on their ships, you know?
Oh, okay.
So like you open it up with the key and it's fine.
Yeah. It's actually voice activated, our ship. There's no key. It's keyless entry. Yeah.
So you're just like...
We say the code word.
Being...
I don't want the fans to know it because I don't want the fans to take the ship.
I got you. To take the ship. Yeah. Okay.
So we say the code word that some things need to stay secret from just the crew of the Minok. Yeah, I head up to the cockpit and see if they have like a log of anything that they've done a work log on the ship.
Sure. So there have been a few things like diagnostics that have been run periodically to make sure
they obviously
like,
took our AI.
Cat's still around.
Cat's still there, but they took D20.
They did take D20.
He wasn't integrated though, so he's right. He was just like on the ship.
He was just on the ship, and he has the murder ball plans on him. So that's a thing. So the diagnostics are basically like there are so many problems with the ship, you know, that it got damaged.
Yeah.
So that they were like life support things. So he spent a while dealing with that first and then repairing the old hyperdrive. Right now, he's completely removed the component for the
hyperdrive,
for the main hyperdrive. So we don't have one. We could only do a little jump. We could take the ship out right now, but it would be a bad idea.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got no hyperdrive.
I don't know.
But the life support looks to be in order.
Yes, but...
I don't know that we should remove the ship.
Remove the ship?
I don't think we should take it out on a mission.
Look, we have a smuggling run to go on.
We should talk about that. Now where is the clipboard? I'm going to get it. Why?
We're not picking up clipboards.
Why?
Because this isn't an unsanctioned mission. We don't do two-person missions.
We don't do two-person missions?
Never.
I feel like we're doing one right now.
Never a two-person mission.
Well, this is the first one, Trist.
No, I was very clear. This is a vacation from a mission. A mission is going on right now. This is a vacation. I said that on the shuttle.
You did say that on the shuttle. This is a vacation.
Okay.
And we are supposed to treat it like... I wasn't listening to you. So what were you saying?
What I was saying is that you worked on your vacation. This is a vacation where we can do some work, but the primary goal here is to have a vacation.
What does a vacation consist of in your mind?
What does a vacation consist of your mind? 12 hours in a moisture farm?
No!
Digging ditches?
Oh my gosh. What do you not get about that being separate?
I don't know what you don't get about.
So I think that the vacation is like reading a cheesy...
Well, we're not
going to
be doing any reading. We're certainly not doing any reading.
On like a beach somewhere sort of thing.
Well, you just said that we can't use the ship.
Right. Because we have to do a mission to go fix the ship. And also deliver
Bacta and Lenik would be flipping out if they were here. Proposing a two-person mission and you're not even holding the clipboard?
Fine. A working vacation.
Great.
Let's start thinking through how we're going to get this E.
We don't even know where it is.
No, we don't.
Dot world.
Yes, there's none on this planet and the Empire is mostly embargoing this place.
Sure.
So we're going to have to work with a bunch of...
Hit a Star Destroyer.
We're going to have to...
Hit a light cruiser.
How about we're going to have to find a group of smugglers who have a good enough ship to bypass those things and bring it into the system. Or
Wait, what? You want me, one of the premier smugglers in the galaxy, to hire additional smugglers?
Here's the thing. You say that, but I have never heard of you.
The best smugglers you've never heard of. You wouldn't be a good smuggler if everyone had heard of you. Then you'd be caught.
Objectively false, though. I mean, you've met George Cardas. You know about the entrepreneurs.
Okay, that's not a smuggler. That guy is a guy who has a smuggling network. Also, doesn't he owe us a favor? Or do we owe him a favor?
I'm pretty sure we owe him... Well,
maybe it's a wash?
He just decided that you guys work for him, maybe? He wants stuff from me. I don't like him. That's another thing.
If you don't like him, then you don't have to see him, okay?
If we take the Minok out, he's probably going to try to steal all of my journals and everything. So I'd rather not do that.
Your journals? I mean, okay, fine. We'll preserve the sanctity of your books or whatever. You may have a point. Cardas does have resources.
And he's a major smuggling junket in this part of the...
Okay, well, he's all right. He's not Trist Valentine.
What does your network consist of? Nutmeg Wolf and Lenik Gilo.
No, those are not members of my smuggling network. I have a very intensive and extensive and intricate web.
I would love to hear about it.
What I would never tell. That's what you don't get about smuggling.
But that's the thing.
It's all handshakes
and hoodwinks. I genuinely would love to know, though.
And then it ends up in your journal. And then one of these days, you know, George Cardas or some other,
you
know.
What do you think I do? I'm not Lenik. I don't write my day-to-day.
I'm sure, yeah. Okay. Whatever you're writing in those journals is very important. I start telling you about my web of contacts. Suddenly, I got a journal full of names. Suddenly, that ledger is going to be the most sought-after piece of artifice in the galaxy. And I've got Imperial Stormtroopers knocking down Trist Valentine's door trying to get my secrets.
So, my thought is that we could contact Cardas, see where we are with him. Because, like, last I checked, the cuts are pretty fair. It's, like, 30% is what they take of whatever. So, like, if you translate that into us just taking our payment as E, I don't know what sort of mission he'd have for us, or if he'd even be willing to do it. But he seemed to be cool with you guys, so you could try. Or, I don't know, what else could we... We could try to... I don't think we could get back in touch with the crystals yet, you know. That's...
Wouldn't want to anyway.
True.
Well, let me shoot my plan out there. My plan is that we contact George Cardas. We see that... Maybe we can set up some sort of arrangement that we can work with him. I don't know. We take a cut, 30-70, see if he has contacts in the area that can get the E, and then we just kind of move forward from there.
I think that's a great plan.
Okay.
Good
I don't
job.
Really have another backup plan. I guess we could always reach out to the crystals, but I don't really want to do that.
No, I don't want to do that either, so...
Cardass it is. Could you do the thing where you type in his, and then you get him on the screen, or you call him.
You don't know how to do that?
Not on the big ship one.
Okay, I'm going to hide, because he doesn't know that. He probably does, but I don't want to.
No, just if you actually just stand like in front of the projector, then he won't see you, and then you can kind of, you know, DeBergiac me information if you need to like feed me something. If you just literally right here
just
in front
right
of the console. Yeah, he won't
console.
Be able to just duck down right there.
Bleep, 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 bleep. And let's cut over to Bacta. You have peace of mind to sneak in, and then you notice that there were two of the two bike brigade outside. Let's see, Tissues and U-Bend were hanging out there looking for someone. Well, I mean, it's worth noting.
Yeah, definitely.
That probably if they're there, others are kind of looking out for whoever at this point.
Well, if Tissues and U-Bend are here, there are probably more real people inside. So he's aware. He dips his Phrygian cap down a little bit as he steps inside, and he makes his way over to the bar because he promised some people some drinks.
Yeah, okay. You can try to get a drink. You're going to have to make me a hard charm to be able to get these things in any sort of a timely fashion because this party is hopping.
I'm not making a charm. I'm making a leadership.
Oh.
So that is a success and an advantage.
Who's tending bar? I think different bounty hunters like take turns doing it for each other because they're all really into making cocktails.
I think, yeah, and it's part of a thing. Like, you get your bike badge comped if you are bartender.
Yeah, so they're spending. Yep.
Oliver Queen.
Hey, boss, how are you?
He gives you the winks.
Long time no see.
I tip my cap to him.
Bosk. Well, I'll be a son of a gun. You serving or not?
For the next half hour.
Okay. I'll need you to give me something that I'm not going to spill. Three of them.
Okay, I can do that. Do you want to tell me maybe where you're going to be next week?
No. A long way from you, buddy.
Okay, it's going to be three drink chitties then.
Bacta pulls out these little tickets.
But if you want anything extra, you just let me know what you and the rest of that ship are up to. Right, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I'll give you some leads.
He passes over three space beers in a drink tray.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. So looking around the room, I know there were some hot targets earlier, but is anybody else?
Okay, make me a spot.
Okay.
And it's average difficulty.
Okay, that is a success.
Zero and Vuvu are going through crates of records by the DJ stand. They seem to be happily in some elongated conversation. Sneak is talking to two security people, and Two Bike is grumpily kind of close to you on the other side of the drink stand, looking around dejectedly. Twom is... You don't think you see Twom.
Oh, Twom. Okay. Oh, no. Well, the people that I'm supposed to deliver the drinks to.
Oh, did you want to find them too? Because you...
Yeah.
Still, well, you can't see Twom.
That's where Twom is.
Well, you don't see Twom anymore, but you can see What's-Her-Face.
Yeah.
Chrysanthemum is chatting with a few other bounty hunters.
All right, I'm going to go try and get a lead on Twom.
Okay. Where have you been, Ollie?
Oh, the lines over there are crazy.
I would have thought that they would have let you through.
Yeah, you would think that, but you know what? It's Bach. Everybody wants a drink.
Is that my drink?
That's your drink.
Thank you.
Where's Twom?
Oh, she headed off. I think she's outside, like, on a smoke break or something.
Twom doesn't smoke.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me know if you see Twom.
Do I have your number?
I'm actually about to get a new communicator. I'm going to have it integrated with some armor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, I don't want to ruin this relationship with my former rival. I give her my communicator number.
Okay, I'll just give you, this is mine, so if you got a call from here, you know what's up.
Great.
Where you might be trying some pretty good spice later, so I'll let you know about the deets on that.
I know that you're just trying to dull your competition. I've got my own.
Okay.
I've got my own things here.
I mean, it's bike, though.
It is bike.
You should let loose a little. It's not the arena anymore.
Chrissy, let me tell you something. It's always the arena.
Bacta walks away, like,
trying to gauge where he thinks Tuam might be. He'll do like a circuit, and I think if he doesn't come up with anything...
Of the room?
Yeah.
Tuam is not in the room, but you did a full circuit?
Yeah.
You're going to have to avoid some people if you're doing a full circuit.
Okay, who am I avoiding?
Let me see.
What's the first danger that pops up?
The first danger is Turncoat.
Okay, so Turncoat, he does this thing where his like move is he takes his coat and he like spins.
Oh, yeah.
That's like his he's really into the show of things.
Okay. He's a showy fellow with a nice coat.
Yes. Okay. Very nice. Like an admiral's coat.
Okay. Well, Bacta knows that Turncoat is a weak target. Turncoat is somebody that like is backup squad. So he is going to test things out and see whether Turncoat knows to look for him.
Cool. So you get close to Turncoat. Turncoat sees you. And then you see that he goes to his communicator. And starts talking to somebody, furtively looking at you.
On his communicator.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
I'm sorry. I'm just, there's so many people on the dance floor.
Yeah. Nobody else here has managed to spill a beer on me.
Hey, you know what? It's Bach. It happens.
Yeah. You gonna pay to get this coat dry cleaned?
So Bacta steps up to Turncoat and looks down at him.
How about this? I'll give you an apology, and then we can just call this a night.
You're lucky this is my backup coat.
He does the move.
Yeah.
He goes off.
And in his place, walking up, there's Sneak. And we swipe over to Lynn and Trist. Lynn patches through the call.
Oh, wait, let me go get my hat.
So you run off.
Yeah.
While you're away, the hollow thing pops up and George Cardas like appears sitting in his captain's chair, starts looking around confused.
It takes me a while to find Cardas's
hat. Okay, so he ends the transmission.
I pop back in. I run back. I sit in my captain's chair. Like I get settled. Okay, call him.
I don't know that he's going to accept this again.
What?
He already...
You didn't pause it?
You can't
pause... I ran off the room.
You can't pause any... That's not how...
Just pause it next time.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
Ah.
Valentine.
George Cardas.
Did you just call, like, 5 minutes ago?
Yeah. I had to change into your hat.
So you still have it?
Yep. Bad news about the duster, though.
I don't want to hear about it.
Saw better days. It was a good coat.
My boy, what you calling me for?
Well, been a while. How are you?
I'm busy.
Yeah, you look busy. Have you been eating?
Look, son, is there a reason you're calling me?
Yes, of course. There's always a reason. Business, my dear boy, business. We're good, right? You and me? I've got a bit of a proposition I wanted to pass to you. We are on... Lynn, where are we?
Trist.
What?
Gosh darn it, Trist.
What's the name of the planet?
We're on Findar.
We're on Findar right now, and Findar is having a little bit of a problem with Ephridema. Lynn, how do you pronounce that?
She just sighs and walks around. Hello, George.
George, this is Lynn. I don't know if you've...
Laroon, nice to see you.
Perfect. Anyway, we're on Findar, and they're having a little bit of...
They're having a problem with the fretinine, and we need to get in a shipment.
Should have written it down for me. And we need to get in a shipment. We were hoping that we could, your smuggling network could be able to assist us. Of course, we would give you a cut of any profits that we would make, as long as the Ephridamine gets to planet.
I'm a bit confused as to your proposed arrangement here. So you're saying that I give you drugs, and you give me a portion of some profits?
Lynn, what were we supposed to call him about? Was it about...
Okay.
Was this the right thing?
George.
I feel like we did.
The things that we need is this medicine as a payment for some job that we would like to do for you.
Whoa. That makes way more sense.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so what do you think?
You'd like to work for me, and the payment's only just a shipment of ephredamine.
Yes, we need to get a shipment of ephredamine to planet, and also, in addition to, we would be willing to do a favor for you in return.
What sort of work are you looking for? Like, and is it...
What
is
sort
it
of work are you looking for, I think, is the better question.
There's a lot that I could... Since you got Laroon there, good to know where she went. I could use some shields from Tlone. George, I am not going dumpster diving for you. No. I could use some information about the Hijado sector. Lynn just looks at you and shakes her head.
George, can we just have 1 minute? Could you just, earmuffs or...
I'm fine.
Lynn, what? Come on. We got to meet me halfway on this.
Do we have a silencer on this thing?
How you would know. I told you I don't
you
know how
would
to
know.
Do
this.
I do not know how to use this.
This
I not use this machine. I know this is my ship.
I think he's muted.
Okay, well, maybe could we give him some of your journals, maybe?
No, or... Oh my gosh, Tristan.
What? What are you? You're the one who... He's saying no to all these pretty reasonable...
He's an information broker.
Sure.
And he also... You know that the whole reasons that I went with you was because I was escaping the planet because he was trying to take me in. Do you remember that?
Yes, I vaguely remember.
Vaguely remember that is what was happening?
I feel like we won, though.
Because he's trying to steal information from me, because he's trying to track down valuable artifacts.
Yeah, well, why don't we just sell him the information?
Because I needed to not fall into his hands, because he's going to give it to the Empire.
Okay.
And these are things that have to do with the Force and with...
All right, fine. You want to play the
powerful,
Force trump card?
Powerful artifacts, Tristan. What do you want from me?
Okay. We'll keep your religious fairy tale artifacts to yourself.
No, I do not. This is not... It doesn't require belief. This is... I'm dealing in facts, right? I am dealing with...
He's dealing in facts, okay? He wants information and shields and, you know, the hijab sector.
He wants those things from cultures that are, like, long deceased. So he wants us to go grave robbing. I don't like doing that. And the other deal is...
I mean, I'd rather rob a grave than a live person.
The other deal is, like, the people who have, like, a weird lore thing. So he'd want us to go get confirmation and probably, like, steal one of them or something. You know, that's, like, these are bad deals. The reason we wanted him to not know that I was here was so that he didn't try to get us to do this stuff. We want to do a normal smuggling run.
Okay. Beep, boop, beep. I didn't do it. I don't know what buttons you touched. None of these, it's all, doesn't make any sense. They probably changed all of these
That's not right,
formats.
Either.
They
How
probably...
About...
I think what they did was they ran to out. They changed all the buttons. In here.
Are you sure that you can do this?
George, can you hear us right now?
Yeah.
Could you hear all of that?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, we're looking for a normal smuggling job, okay? Lynn's really not even doing any smuggling. It's mostly going to be like a Trist Valentine smuggling thing. She's actually come down with a stomach bug right now, so she's pretty much out of commission.
So you're just looking for...
Run-of-the-mill, you know, guns, weapons, women.
So I got a few ships around there coming up on the Hidian Way doing different things. They could stop by and pick you up to do, I don't know, whatever they're up to. I mean, you know how my crew works, right?
I know how your crew works. We wouldn't mind crewing for a little while to get what's coming to us.
What are your time constraints?
2 days.
2 days. Okay.
Maybe three.
All right.
We're here till the end of the work week.
I'm going to give you one crate of ephedrine, but if you get me a shield, you know, if you guys get me, I'm just saying one shipment for every shield that you bring to me. That's open. That's on the table.
We'll
so,
think about it. But so, honestly, internally, it's a mess with Lynn right now. It's just, she's
Yes,
out
it
of
is a problem. I cannot go on this mission because
IBS.
Of my stomach.
It's pretty terrible.
Right.
Hard to be in the same room, honestly.
Right.
Because of the smell.
But I could hear you guys the whole time, so you don't need to do whatever it is you're trying to do right now. So.
And I don't know what you're trying to do, but I'll tell you right now, I'm not interested in a professional relationship.
I feel like we're in a professional relationship.
I feel like you keep trying to make it personal by, you know, implying that there's something going on between Lynn and I, which it's all professional on both sides.
I was simply saying that you don't need to lie about what you're willing to do, because it's all cards on the table here, straight up. I know what I want. I told you what I want.
I told you what I want.
So I'll see if any of the boys need help. If any of them do, they'll give you a ring. If you don't hear back from them, then there's no work available, and I'm going to need those shields.
Well, you know where to find us. And I don't know how to end the thing, so you'll have to, on your end, you'll have to...
Nice seeing you, my
you'll
boy.
You'll have to do it on your end.
Bleep. Let's cut over to Bacta.
Brother Cloud.
Hi, brother.
Has anyone from security spoken with you yet?
No.
A few people broke into my booth and stole a good amount of credits. And one of them was impersonating me. And you are a clone. Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, what do I need to give a statement?
Yeah, something like that.
I was just dancing.
Oh, of course. I'm sure you were.
I don't know. This is my first bike. And I just became a bounty hunter for the first time. It's been the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. There were all these people dancing, and I taught them, I don't know if you did any of the clone dances, but I taught them some clone dances, and they really took to the clone dances.
It seems like you're trying to, what, charm him? What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to convince him that I'm not the type of person who could have done something like that.
So that's a deception. So two reds and a purple. It's an opposed roll.
I know, I'm just in deep trouble. Can I have one of those reds?
Sure.
This is the social clone.
Yeah, I should have gone with charm. Pretty good roll on my part, but I still fail.
Okay.
Back to, like, you know, getting into it, being like, everybody was staring at us.
Ah, doing the old clone shuffle.
Doing the clone shuffle. I brought out the clone shuffle.
The one that goes like this.
And he does the opening moves of it.
Yep, just like that.
Oh, that's great. You know what? I heard that the S-less chaps are actually here at the show. You know what we should do? We should get a bunch of the boys back together, get the S-less chaps, and put on a show.
Oh my god. Okay, what unit were you in?
Well, for most of the war, I was stationed under General Pon Krell.
Wait a minute, okay. Tonight just got way more serious. Bacta pulls up a tattoo on his
inner thigh.
Left, on his left wrist. It's just a black bar.
Oh, yeah, that's, he pulls up his wrist and he has the same black bar and you guys press them together.
If this is your first bike, you don't know. Generally, days one and two, we try to keep things light. And then on day three, a bunch of the boys get together and we rent out a bar. And then it's all Rens and War stories.
How many clones are bounty hunters?
You've established a lot of them. There are also, I think there are three different all clone bands.
Yeah.
There's one called the Mandalorian Underground.
Well, all right. I might take you up on that.
Well, that's great. We'd love to have another brother on board. Now, if you don't mind.
He waves over to some of the security people, and one of the guys gives him a salute.
Could you give my friends here on the security force a quick statement about what happened? Oh, of course. Yeah, you know exactly how it is. You get out and you don't know what to do with yourself. And you spend a couple of years just drifting from thing to thing. But then you finally find the strength to move past the heartache and the pain of losing your brothers. And you pour yourself into something beautiful. You build it up from nothing into an empire. And then some slimo comes around and throws the whole operation in jeopardy. You know, it just makes you sick to think that one of your own brothers would try and destroy something you worked so hard for.
Bacta looks him dead in the eye.
I know, brother. I know exactly what it's like to work for something beautiful and then be betrayed by someone who destroys it.
Bacta walks over to the security people.
Hey, y'all! You're one of those clones, so you're going to come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, what do you need to do?
I need you to write down where you were between the hours of blah and blah. Sign this thing. Register your badge. They're going to put you on a list. Keep track of your whereabouts during the con. They're doing this with all of the clones, as well as a few other suspects.
Of course, yeah.
It's a shame, you know, we try to keep this stuff under wraps. Some people just don't know how to have a good time.
Yeah, yeah, it's a real shame. So Bacta fills out a statement.
They take your badge and put a watch thing on it. So you have like a tracking thing.
Noted.
Your badge zooms to Lenik's badge and we're back in the bar. You're in your fourth round of drinks, but neither of you have finished either of them and they're not being touched as frequently.
I'm sorry if this isn't how you thought your night was going to go.
Don't apologize. I didn't have any expectations. I was just looking to let go, you know?
Yeah.
So this was nice. It was good to get to know you a little better.
Yeah, it's
a real shame that next week I'm probably going to have to kill you.
Yeah, but sometimes it's good to have a friend.
She just nods at you. You see her look a little nervous for a second, but then force stuff. Like, she looks nervous for a second, but then you get feelings in your head of, like, a passionately charged empathy.
Yeah. From her?
Yeah.
Lenik's eyes sort of unfocus.
So you feel, like, an intense surge of your emotions, and you see that she's, like, stirring her drink with a bit of focus.
I put my hand on her leg, but very much not in a sexual way, okay. If that's possible. And I squeeze it, and I look in her eyes, and I say, thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime. Next 3 days, yeah. You know?
Next time I see you, I'll have that book.
That would be great. I'll get the meditations, and there's some really cool yogic exercises that I think that you'd really like. You seem flexible. I'm sure that you'd be really good at them.
Then she gets another bleep.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
And then she looks at her bag, and then she looks at... Does she have a watch?
An Apple Watch.
Yeah, she has a bracelet that she like turns.
No, that's the most evil kind of watch. It's an Apple Watch. She definitely has that.
Yeah,
a Jogan fruit watch.
She has a really pretty silver metal bracelet, and she turns, and a little hollow pops up.
That's definitely it.
And you can try to make a stealth thing again.
Sure.
But you can have, you can have the blue. Yeah.
Yeah, that's two successes.
Good. Okay, so this is it has a little pop-up of Blue's little face, his little stupid face.
He's alive.
Like
we don't know that he's alive.
You don't know that he's alive. So that and like a tweet, CT-1776 identification plan failed, check in with Zero, new lead.
Blue had a twin?
She shuts her watch down. What?
What? Blue had a twin?
Who?
Him? Who was that?
No.
He died. Oh. We pushed him off the roof of a hospital.
You're the one who pushed him off the roof of the hospital? That's amazing. I hate that guy. That's so good. I'm going to set you up. I have to get back to work.
I really thought he died.
No, he's not doing well though.
Man, what a bummer.
Thank you. Thank you, Lenik. I needed that win. He's drinking Pink Nebula's Free for the Night. Put it on our room.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
She gathers up her stuff and heads off.
Oh, Lenik, when you get the receipt, we have their room number.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
So we cut over to Bidley.
He has one button. I saw him press one button, and we've got a combination of three.
I think we have one.
We just have to figure out which that button is.
We need to get D20 back.
Yeah, well, of course, we need to get D20 back, but I mean, one, you know, giant hurdle at a time. We got 3 days until the ship's ready. We need to do a job. I doubt that any of those guys are going to call us back. But if they do, I mean, we can muscle for them for a little while. If it gets us a shipment of amphetamine, which is all that we... Although, if we got him some shields...
Luke. Do you know about Tlon? You can roll me a Outer Rim lore xenology.
Maybe a... Oh, is it xenology it's Outer Rim? Never mind. What's the
whatever
difficulty?
You have. It's a hard.
Hard? Failure and a threat.
Good. And a threat?
And a threat.
God, what do we...
Means I know an incorrect piece of information about it.
Yeah, so
what's the plan's name?
Tlon. T-L-O with a... And then an N.
Tlon. Yeah. That was influential in the Tlon Wars, correct?
No. Tlon Wars were not. That's
agree
not
to disagree.
So the deal with them is that they were past tense, a race of insectoid beings. So about 6,000 years ago, they were colonizing other things and taking in any ships that came into their space. So during Mandalore's expansion period, they completely wiped them out. They completely
Mandalore wiped them out.
Yes. They just genocided the entire planet and burnt it to a crisp. That's a race of insectoid beings who
called
had
shields
called Tlons that had pretty good weapons technology. So what he's asking us to do is go to the planet and snoop around old armories and things and see if we can find anything that's still working.
What? And you don't want to do that? That sounds like a fun job.
I don't want to do that for him.
Do you know what muscling for these smugglers is like?
It would involve a lot of backstabbing probably, and also probably...
It's not even that. I mean, most of these runs are just like, they're boring, you know? We'll be loading cargo. And we have the opportunity to go to a burnt out shell of a planet 6,000 years old and steal old technology? Look, I'm not going to make you do anything you are uncomfortable with. I have done the jobs that he is asking us to do. And if they call, and that's a big if, it's boring work. And it's hard work. It's backbreaking work. It's not fun work. And I get you don't want Cardass to have advanced weapons technology. But you know, Cardass at the end of the day is not such a bad guy.
He's not, but he...
Works for bad guys?
Well, he reports up to people remember that blue kid you threw off the roof?
Yeah, that guy he killed.
Yeah, so that whole organization, the ISB and the Imperial Intelligence, as far as I can tell, they run information through him. And other people do too, right? So it's not just that. We have no control over where that sort of thing winds up. And I don't want to give more power to him. Especially when I know that he is interested in my personal research.
Okay, fair enough.
So say we do go there, right? And we have...
We do go there?
We go there and we have a fun adventure.
We're in agreement.
We go through traps and mazes and we fight monsters.
daggers, and we recover these shields. Then they ambush us, and he holds us ransom until these journals appear. That's what I'm seeing going down there.
Interesting.
And then he has these shields, too.
So you're suggesting that we set up a double blind, or a double cross, where instead of them ambushing us, we are ready for the ambush, and we ambush him. I like it. Okay, we're going to call Cardass back. We're going to set up the shields thing. We're going to go to Tlone.
How would we even get there? We don't have a ship.
We'll have to steal a ship or catch a ride. Ooh. If we catch a ride with another one of his crews to Tlone, then he'll definitely try to hold us prisoner. So we can get a little extra time in planning out our double cross. It's not really going to take a lot. You know, his network is... This is my problem with Cardass. His network is so big that these guys aren't loyal to anything but money. All we have to do is pay off the people that want to kill us more than Cardass is giving them. We're golden. People want one big score. That's all they want. And if we can convince them that this Tlone stuff is more valuable to them, then they won't double cross us. And then once we get there and we find what we're looking for, we give it to the Kyber Crystals. We help arm the Resistance.
That doesn't sound so bad.
And the deal that we make with Cardass? Medicine up front.
I mean, are they going to strand us there? How are we going to... No, we pay them off. We don't have money. How are we going to pay them off?
Don't worry about the paying them off thing, okay?
We'll get there.
We'll pay them off, and it'll probably be with secrets and lies, which is the most valuable currency in the entire galaxy.
I mean, we have secrets and lies. That's not the problem.
When he comes with the medicine, which we take payment up front, there's one way, surefire way, I know that we can bring it to the planet.
How?
We smuggle it in a wet blanket. Chuck Warsop.
You think so we could get it through the customs guy?
Chuck Warsop will do anything for his ex-wife, I imagine.
I think that you're putting too much on that, and that you need to not meddle in other people's relationships, frankly. You have enough problem with your own.
We already promised that we would.
You promised yourselves that you would.
A promise to yourself is a sacred wish.
I just don't think Dr. Cabral even wants you to be doing that.
Trust me, that woman does not know what she wants. She's going through a midlife
something. How do you know
something.
That? How would you have any...
I have a keen judge of character.
No, you do not.
I met you, I knew you were madly in love with
me. Yeah, so you have no idea about what she wants out of life. She probably...
Assuming that you're right, why don't you just take a second to think that maybe I could be right, and maybe I know what you want more than you know what you want?
No, in
that possibility...
That's not...
How terrifying would that possibility be that I may be a better judge of character than that person?
You're right, it is extremely terrifying.
Because I'm an outsider.
It's very scary.
I'm coming from an outside perspective.
It's scary because all of the things that you come up with are just wildly incorrect, so... So, like,
every time,
I don't want to live in the world where that would be
every
true.
Time you've slapped me, I've known it was coming.
Because you have harassed me into slapping you, and that is the only way that I've gotten you to chill out.
Some people call it the Force. Some people call it fate. I don't know what it is. I've got it. I can control it. And I see things before they're going to happen. Chuck Warsop is an inevitability. He will help us, and I can make it happen.
I'd love to go to Tlone, but I've never been there, so...
You know where it is?
Yes.
You can plot a course?
Yes.
Perfect.
Well, but we're going to need supplies. We're going to... And you've never...
What have I never?
I don't think you've been on the sort of... How many ancient planets have you gone robbing?
Okay, yes. If you want to phrase it like that, it would be zero. But, you know...
I'm just saying it's a different type of adventure than the adventures that you're used to having.
Okay. First of all, every adventure is different. And you'd know that if you'd been on as many adventures as I have.
I mean, I've been on a fair share of adventures.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So
you've been
every adventure
on,
is different. Sure, but
journaling
they all have,
adventures
they have like,
and geology
same
adventures.
They're like, oh, it's
archaeology
a giant monster.
Adventures,
you have to
you
shoot
know, dusting
the monster.
Off bones and
you
stuff
have
and
to
writing
like,
things
avoid
down
all
with
of the arrows
names.
And run away from...
Yes, those are my adventures. I'm saying those are my adventures. The arrows adventures. The ones that I have gone.
Okay, so fine. We can do this. We can do this.
In order to sell this plan, I'm going to have to make Cardass believe that I'm, you know, coercing you into doing it, and you're doing it against your will. He's never going to believe that you're just going to fold like that. So you, you know, head back over to Tamlin. I'm going to take care of the rest of this Cardass conversation and work out all the details.
I'm skeptical of this. I don't know how much I trust you. Honestly,
I'd let you just hide back in the original spot.
But you are going to talk to me again?
If you're there, I'm going to talk to you. I just know that I'm going to.
What if I just go somewhere else in the ship?
Okay, just don't peek out. Because if he sees you, he'll be able to see everything. So if you come into frame, he'll be able to see that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, does that make sense to me? It's just like...
Because I've messed that up tons of times.
No. If I'm in the kitchen and the door is closed...
Sure.
Will you open the door?
No. Unless I want tea. I don't know that I would. Why don't you bring me tea? No, we're back to the same problem.
If he asks you a question about me, are you going to call back to ask me about it?
Yes.
I'm going to go
and
talk to Tamlin.
And if I do, don't answer.
You know what? I'm going to choose to trust you.
Okay. Well, I told you, I have a very sound plan. Can you, before you leave, though, can you...
Can I ask... How about can I just write down the instructions for it?
I won't be able to.
How about they draw the...
That'll work. Yes, if you just draw the button.
That's the buttons here. So it's this one.
Why don't you just dial all the numbers but the last
one, and then
I'll dial the last one.
Here. Beep. And then she runs.
Great.
Let's cut over to Bacta. Bacta, what you doing?
So Bacta, like, looking at his badge, like, really annoyed. Now he's, like, sort of come to his senses, like, Twom's not here. There's no reason to be here. It's, like, upset.
Oh, no.
He's like, nah, I gotta go find Lenik.
You start making a beeline over to where Lenik should be. And the crowd gets kind of jostly. Roll me a coordination. 2 difficulty and 1 black die.
That is a success and 2 threats.
A success and 2 threats. People are kind of starting to mosh, and you're doing fine. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a big dude. There's a surge from the crowd, and you, like, get bumped and recover. But you recover and, like, in doing so, end up pushing slightly into somebody mm-hmm. who stumbles forward slightly and then turns to look at you. And it is Rendezvous Valentine. Hey!
I thought you would be way gone. Hi.
Because of earlier, I can see how you'd think that. But no, I'm here to do bike, you know?
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, what are you up to?
I'm sort of taking, I was about to turn in, actually.
Oh, boo.
I don't know. I mean, you know exactly what I'm dealing with on my team. I am the most responsible person.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that I took care of 2 of them. So it's just you and the other one, right?
Yeah, but the other one lost his hand. So, like, that's what he did in a situation that he was prepared for.
Okay, I just think he can probably handle himself because these are his people. And now they're your people. So why don't you stick around? Have some fun. She, like, looks around for something to grab your attention. Then she's like, oh, you haven't even met my friends. Here, Nutmeg Wolf, Zero, Agent Zero, Nutmeg Wolf.
Bacta coughs immediately.
He does a spit take, having not had anything to drink in his hand.
Zero's just standing there. He's been silent the whole time, and he gives a little wave.
How do you know Zero?
You know, we used to run some jobs together, that sort of thing. He's really good. He's got some moves. I saw you had some dance moves, people were saying earlier.
I might have a few.
You want to stick around?
Bacta has a vision of, again, walking into the bar where Lenik is.
Mm-hmm.
Lenik, this time, is drunk and in tears, and in the vision just screaming to everybody in the room, I'm Lenik Gilo!
I'm the wanted criminal, Lenik Gilo! That's me! And I'm so sad!
I feel like if Ava hadn't been there...
It would have gotten bad fast. Yeah, also Zero, he has a glary eye comes up on his HUD at you. It narrows, and then he leans into her and whispers something in her ear.
Okay, Cess Machine, what's that about?
He squares off and shrugs.
Okay, I'm just saying, we just met under these circumstances for the first time, so this could be fun.
He looks off to the side. Okay, well, I don't know what that's about, but my offer's still open.
Bacta's, like, really, he's drumming his fingers over, like, the compartment on his armor where he's concealed the lightsaber. He sort of looks up. I think I could stick around probably for a little bit longer.
Great. Okay, come on. She's looking to dance. Sometimes the Valentine girls just want
to
dance.
I mean, Bacta knows that well because Trist sometimes just needs to dance.
Yeah, so she's just looking to dance, and she's going to dance with you, and then she's going to grab Zero in because he's a very good dancer.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to make sure that you guys dance so that you just work it all out and just see where the night goes, you know?
So when Trist needs to dance, the thing that he really means that he needs to do is spin. Going off his operating assumption that all Valentine children have basically the same difficult personality,
yep.
Immediately throws her into some spin moves. There's some toss moves. And, like, there are obviously Zero is spitting some robot moves.
You see a shot of, like, everybody at bike dancing really well. Mm-hmm. The mood's real groovy. The whole thing is, like, purples and pinks in terms of lighting. And you just pull up and away. Let's cut over to Lynn and Trist.
The call connects after, yeah. It takes a little longer this time, and he's no longer like sitting in his chair. He's like leaned into the, over the back of it.
So, first of all, we got to apologize. I did not know that you knew Lynn.
I think you did, because...
Well, I mean, I knew that you
I'm
knew
pretty
her,
sure
but
that
I didn't
you knew that you were
know that
messing
you...
up my whole thing with trying to...
Look, I got a proposition for you, okay?
I was working on an angle, and you guys came to Planet, and you messed that all up, and...
We're all working on angles, George, okay? We all got our angles to work on, and I got a new angle that I think that you're really going to love. Now, you want those shields, right? Okay, now Lynn does not want to give you those shields. But the, you know, inquisitive nature of her spirit is that she wants to go to that planet. So what I want from you is a guaranteed ride to the planet on one of your ships. Reroute somebody in the system to come pick us up and bring the medicine. In exchange, when we go to that planet, I will make sure that we get that shield technology for you. We just have to leave it unbeknownst to Lynn. Honestly, George, I don't know why you weren't doing this earlier, but if you just leave her unmolested, she'll do all the work for you and you can reap the benefits. Well, you just can't let her know.
The part of the plan that I don't get is why she's going to the planet to do this whole thing anyway.
She knows that now that
you're going to have to make yeah. a... Yeah.
Deception?
Yeah. It's against two reds and two purples.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, roll
we
it.
We sent Lynn out of the room, too, which might help. It is a... One success and two advantages.
Cool.
Three of those bad die were blank, which is unheard of.
That's insane. What is that advantage?
Two advantages. Okay, so yeah, as I'm talking to him and I can kind of, I'm gauging for his reactions, which he's not hiding how like happy this plan is making him.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that it's probably worth more to him than he originally offered. So I like, in a quick kind of decision, I say, but it's going to be 4 crates of E, 2 up front.
I feel like you took a bunch of my weapons, hurt a bunch of my people last time.
We actually left all the weapons. No, we did take some of them. You're very much correct
and
about that.
And you did hurt a lot of my people. We killed some of them.
We hurt a few of your people.
Killed some of them.
True, we did kill some of them.
Yeah, and I wasted a perfectly good medical device on you.
I mean, that medical device is still in my friend.
One shipment up front. As I said before, the offer still stands for each shield you bring me, you get another crate, which we can bring at a later date. I like this whole upfront deal. This sounds good to me. I like the idea of it being with my people. That ensures that you're actually going to get there in one piece, do the job, get out, like all of it. This will put us on better terms.
You drive a hard bargain, but I accept because I know that this is... part of a healing relationship, and the next deal that we make, the terms will probably be a little more favorable for me and mine.
You're going to treat the organization with the respect it deserves, and then we'll see if you have a place in it.
I accept the terms. It all sounds fair to me. Like I said, Lynn stays in the dark about all of this. She's more of an asset to us when she doesn't know what's going on.
Obviously, I am comfortable with you double-crossing Laroon. I don't want to deal with her.
I mean, you're part of the double... Okay, I'm just saying, smuggling is smuggling, and smuggling is secrets.
All right, Valentine.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
Again, I don't know how to turn the thing off, so you're going to have to on your end.
Figure out your ship.
Didn't have to be rude about it. Lynn!
Let's head over to check in on Bacta.
The three of them and Bosk are sitting down together at a table, and they're having drinks.
Bosk and Zero have hollow chests up. That Zero just got a move up on Bosk, and Bosk like hits the table and hisses at him. And then he took my fur and left. And I'm supposed to set him up with something or set him up with a ship. And he just takes so much and doesn't ever give anything back.
The thing about him is that he asks you for things, not because he wants things, but because he wants you to give them to him. It's not that he wants a fur. It's not that he wants a ride. It's that he wants you to give him a fur or a ride.
I don't understand.
It's not the object. It's the gesture.
Why does he...
So he doesn't want anything from you except for you to say that you care about him. Because Trist wants everybody...
I don't think that's true. I think he knows...
Oh, it's 100% true. It's 100%
true. You don't know how the Valentines work.
I've been with a Valentine for 5 years.
Well, I've been a Valentine my whole life, so I think I might know better than you, and that is not how they work.
You're doing his thing where he denies the very obvious fact that's standing right in front of him.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about. You sound insane.
How have you lived in a house of Valentines and not know what I'm talking about?
Look, we just show affection differently.
That's how he's asking. That's how he asks for affection. That's how he does it.
Tough love. So, you know, you gotta fend for yourself. How are you supposed to make it out of anything?
And instead
of giving someone a gift to show them that he cares, he asks for a gift. And the only reason it doesn't work on you is you're not a normal person.
What do you mean?
You're a Valentine.
I'm a normal person. You're not a...
That can't be important to
yeah,
you. You believe
a clone,
you're better than
so...
normal. I'm just saying that he...
Whatever,
wants...
I'm probably not going to see him again for, God, a long time.
You're definitely going to see him again.
No.
Yup. Voo-voo. Now that you've...
Don't call me that. People call me Ren. I haven't been called that since I was like a kid.
Voo? Listen, Voo. It's amazing that you've avoided him for 5 years. But now that you've met him in the context of us, that's the rest of your life. The rest of your days.
Oh, no. Make me a perception.
That is 2 successes.
Cool. You notice that every so often, Zero, like, he's been listening. You can tell that he's listening. Though he has been, like, with a straw, imbibing, hanging out with people who seem to be his friends. But every so often, he pauses whatever he's doing and types in with his robot hand. He keys in some information before going back to whatever he's doing. And you notice, like, the way that they come in, it seems like he's responding to... It's not like text messages, you know, because they go on a bit. So it's like status report type things.
Okay. Bact stands up. You know, he's got a little bit of shake. He's had a couple space beers. And he sort of like turns to look at Zero.
Zero turns to look at him. And his mask, like the pixels on it, like, are kind of blushed. As one might, if he had a face present, he might look kind of tipsy.
Oh, okay. He looks tipsy.
But his thing is programmed to look that way, you know?
I didn't know that you were a bounty hunter.
Well, there's a lot you don't know about me.
So why don't you bounty hunt?
My credits come from one place.
And you haven't taken in any bounties?
Not for a while.
Your bounty hunter's not even taking in bounties, and you're working right now.
Hate to break it to you, buddy, but I'm just here for bike.
Okay, so you're talking to a friend.
Excuse me?
Bosk, he's beating you, and he's not even paying attention.
I know. It's infuriating.
That's a computer thing.
Nutmeg, do you want to take over for me?
Yeah, I do. I feel like we've got... What do we have here? Oh, Bosk. Okay.
So Bacta sits down next to Bosk.
Yeah.
And like he's looking over the table. There's absolutely no way to save this game.
Bosk, he's got... It's 5 moves. It's 5 moves and you're in trouble every move. He gets to decide how it goes because he's already won.
Bosk is talking to Rendezvous.
Yeah, he's not very good. You want to start over?
Yeah. Let's do one, you and me.
Bling, bling.
You pick. Bogeys or spiders?
Winners move first.
He moves.
So Bacta plays through a game. It's like mostly a silent game between them. Bacta pulls it out of the clutch. It is a success, but 4 threats. Bacta, who was playing up his drunkenness, that mask melts away.
Yeah, at some point you guys start playing for serious. You notice that at one point during the match, he seems distracted for a little while. During that pause, you get the upper hand on him, and the thing plays out, and you win.
This was an intense match, and he makes the final move. And it's the sort of thing where he makes the final move, but both Zero and Bacta knew a couple moves back that this is going to happen.
He holds out his real hand.
Bacta takes it.
He gives you a really solid handshake.
You're good.
So are you.
I guess we'll see how you do on the battlefield next time. Hey, Ren, I'm heading off.
He stands up, pats you on the shoulder, salutes to Vuvu, and walks off.
I wish it didn't have to be that way!
He gives a thumbs up.
I hate that I walk that guy.
And we swipe over to Lynn and Trist. So the camera cuts away, and Lynn is talking to a pit crew member. So in terms of ordering parts in, that isn't something that you can do here.
I mean, we can to certain degrees, but it depends on what parts that you need.
We just need the Class 1 hyperdrive.
Oh, no, we can't get you something like that. Look, the 18-year-old man that we talked to said that you couldn't wait that long. He was asking for an immediate hyperdrive, and that's just not something that we can get.
Okay,
it's going to be at least
true.
2 weeks before we can get you a Type 1 hyperdrive.
But even with things coming into the work week, there's nothing that you can do to get...
There's nothing I can do. I mean, if you want to try to find someone who can bring you in a hyperdrive...
Do you have a list of vendors that you work with?
Of course.
Well, can you provide them to me?
Yeah, there's a 5-credit processing fee.
I don't think there is.
4-credit processing fee?
No.
Okay, fine. Here's the list of vendors.
Thank you.
He, like, shuffles around in his thing and pulls out, like, a paper list of vendors. And anyone on the top four could get you a Type 1 hyperdrive.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. And may I say, I love your makeup, your paint, face paint.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
She leaves and then...
And if you're free for dinner tonight, I would love to take you to dinner.
That's flattering, but I am not free. I have things to be doing.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, whatever to you. Have a good one.
Trist runs out of the ship.
She waves the list at
good,
him.
Good, you're not too far.
How'd it go?
Perfectly.
Okay, so...
Went super well. He's going to give us a crate of E, and then we have to go to the... Obviously do the job for him. And,
right.
You know, the double cross.
Did you work out how we're going... How they're going to pick us up?
Yeah, they're
going to
pick us up.
How? You know, are they coming through customs?
They're going to come to the... No. We didn't work it out, but he knows where our ship is, so he's going to pick us up, and it's going to be today. So we just have to finish up anything we need to do on the station and get back to the ship tonight.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I have a list of possible vendors to get a hyperdrive, so.
Perfect.
This is going better than I thought it would.
Yeah, and we have time.
So we can...
pay a visit to Chuck Warsop.
It's nighttime, Trist. We haven't slept.
No, it's midday.
It is midday on Findar Station, but remember when they called you? Right now,
yes.
It's still night one of bike.
Yes.
It has been a long day.
Yeah, you're tired?
Yes, I am very tired.
Okay, well...
I'm tired of wearing this face paint. I'm tired of this entire thing.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of seem like a little on edge. I watched that nice guy ask you out just now. I saw that.
Okay.
You kind of screamed at him.
I didn't scream at him.
I feel like you're remembering it wrong, but if you saw it the way that I saw it, that was just like a really nice
I feel
guy.
Like you're just a terrible judge of these things, and...
Yeah, now we're back to the whole thing about...
Don't think you get asked out a lot, and it's not as frustrating.
I think I have the force for these kind of things. That's what, all I'm saying.
Dude, it's not called to...
I think I have the force for these relationships.
You're going to upset some people.
Look,
if you keep...
why don't you... You can go back to the ship. You'll be all alone there. You can, you know, restful times there.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to go feed the lizards.
Feed the lizards.
Take a nice shower.
Shower.
I think that would be great.
Feel free to go into my lotion cabinet, have a bottle. Anything in the lotion cabinet you can use.
Even the rose one?
Yeah.
I've been eyeing it. It's nice.
Yes, use the rose one, okay? It's my special occasion lotion, but Lord knows I haven't had many special occasions. But use anything in the lotion drawer. I'm going to go pay a visit to Chuck Warsop, okay? Because I'm way too amped to sleep. My brain's
going
at a million miles a minute.
I don't think you should go talk to Chuck Warsop.
I think tonight is the perfect night. I have the force for these kind of things. I think I might have the force, also.
You also don't, and you shouldn't say that for several reasons. One of which is that if you were called, the Empire is trying to get people to forget it exists.
But I know it exists.
It's going to turn them on to noticing something's wrong with you, and we don't want that. I'm not saying we should live
in
fear.
I'm telling
just saying
you,
that we should live cautiously.
I'm not going around telling Chuck Warsop that I have the force
for
these kind of
don't
things.
Do that. Do not tell him that you have
the...
Just...
I'll feel it out. If it feels right, I'll tell him that
I have no
the
idea
force.
How you're going to find him. If you do manage to find him, you need to tell him that the shipment is coming in so that he can approve it and make sure that the right agents...
I got it, okay? Job number one, get them back together. Job number two, make sure these drugs come into the planet unmolested. Chuck's our man. He's our man on the inside.
I think this is as good as it's going to get. She paps you on the cheek.
I could tell you were going to hit me. I could tell.
It's a pap is not...
I have the force for these things. Trist says that as he's like stepping backwards, and he like steps backwards over some crates.
And falls.
And falls, like crumples. He like dusts himself off and steps up.
Beautiful. I think we should cut over to the other party, see how they're doing.
Hey, Rendezvous. Is that what you prefer to be called? There's no other scary nickname. It's just Rendezvous.
Ren's fine. Or Rendezvous.
Ren or Rendezvous. Okay. I'll just want to call you whatever identity you prefer. This has been fun. Thank you for talking me into staying around. I got a jet. Bosk, I will definitely be seeing you again.
See ya.
Bosk doing finger guns?
He's real. He's pretty far gone. Cool. So you head out?
Yeah.
So where do you two meet up?
I settle up the tab.
Yeah.
I head outside the bar.
Do you have the receipt? Did you get that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I have
okay.
So I have the receipt.
Did you leave a tip?
Yeah.
On their card?
No, I've got a lot of credits.
You put
it's the least
down?
I can do.
Okay.
So I head out just with the intention of sort of walking around in the rain. Oh, I turn my communicator back on, too.
Did you try to call him?
I should have tried to call him.
I see that I have zero missed calls.
Yeah, and then immediately...
I turn it, I go, I see that I have zero missed calls, sigh, turn it back off.
And that's exactly when back to calls.
So you call and you get no answer.
So I'm leaving a message. Hey, buddy, it's me. I imagine that you've been out having fun. I took some time to have some fun, too. So I can have fun.
I imagine that we should be meeting up by the airspeeder, so that's where I'm going to go. And if I don't find you there, I'm going to call you again. Also, was your phone off? Not now. Not now.
You hear the not now just as he's clicking out.
I want to take the speeder back to the Airbnb.
Oh, all in your lonesome?
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. After you check your messages.
I don't see anything.
You don't see anything.
I take the speeder back to I want to grab the book, read my favorite passages one last time, mm-hmm. and then bring it back. I'm like cruising, went top down, like in the rain.
Uh-huh. It's so beautiful.
There is a Kyber Crystal song about cruising top down in the rain.
And there's it's at really wide intervals because of how fast these things go, but there are like street lamps, you know, yeah. that are like pops that are floating in the air all the way down. This is gorgeous. Lenik's having a night.
I know.
So you call back to, you leave that message. There's absolutely nothing.
So then I head to where the airspeeder
You head to where
be.
The airspeeder should be, and there is nothing there.
All right. I make another call.
Lenik, I'm at the rendezvous spot, and there's no airspeeder. Where are you? This is so irresponsible. I hope, against hope, that you are headed back to the room with the speeder, and I'm just going to have to find something else, because apparently it doesn't matter what I need. It's just what you two need. I hope you have a good night. I hope you had a fun time.
He hangs up.
Whew. Oh, gosh. Do you head back into the party and that's what we cut away on?
Yeah.
End of episode. Now, how about a Dear Minok letter?
Dear Lynn, I'm a huge fan of the work Explore Corps performed to preserve important artifacts that belong in museums. Can you tell us about any interesting discoveries you made as part of the Galactic Republic? Signed, Laro Spacecroft.
Okay, cool. Thanks for writing in, Laro. I could talk about, I think, the last missions that I did for the Republic before.
Is that where you bedded a princess?
Not this one. This one was pretty...
We're gonna find it.
All right. I will check out then.
This one was pretty cut and dry, is the expression?
That would be the expression. I do not know where it comes from.
Okay.
I actually do know where it comes from if you guys want a little backstory on cut and dry. See, tanners, when they tanned... Okay, fine.
You actually knew it.
Actually look.
It sounds like you know that.
I do know it.
Please, I would love to hear it.
So, tanners, when they would go to strip clubs, would have singles, usually on them. When
I feel like we lost it. I feel like the first
he
sentence...
He had it there. He seriously had it.
The first half of the first sentence was really there.
No, and then they would wear pants because when you're in a strip club, sometimes you get excited.
So,
and then dry would be important, and you have to cut your losses when your wife...
Okay.
This is where the... Okay, if you don't want to learn history,
answer
your question.
That's not the etymology
then.
Of the... Okay.
Tell us about this artifact.
So, towards the end of Explore Corps, things were kind of really tense, because that's when we were figuring out that the Emperor was up to no good and trying to steal artifacts and starting to hone in on people's work and copy over the library databases and stuff like that.
Sure, database.
So one of the things that he did was order the destruction of some temples on Dirsis. I got wind of that, and my higher-ups in the program sent me there before it all went to heck.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that your higher-ups in the program were actually working against Palpatine?
Well, have I not talked about this? That, like, at the end it was really tense because we weren't sure.
It was just you.
No, we weren't sure who was a mole and who wasn't. I mean, I thought a lot of the people in the program were kind of stand-up fellows. It's hard because now I don't know who to trust anymore, but at the time there were lots of good people. Some Jedi. Some not.
There were Jedi involved with Explore Corps.
Explore Corps was a Jedi program.
I was not aware of that.
No.
Oh, yes.
Neither was I, yeah.
The Jedi have, they have different Boobs. Cores. Well, some of them do. But they have different cores, like Agriculture Corps? I think it's Agri-Corps, actually, yes.
Wait, were Jedi farmers?
Yes.
I'm really familiar with the knight and laser sword portion of Jedi-ing.
Right, because...
I'm not familiar with animal husbandry.
Well, so there are a bunch of Jedi that did work like
do
that, trying to feed people.
On animal husbandry?
No, thank you.
Wait a minute, I actually do. I want to hear
here.
So originally, tanners would tan the hides of the animals, but they would also engage in relationships with those animals.
See, there we
and
go.
So in That's order to...
So why
and,
did you even want... If you,
I just want to know how it evolves.
Well, yeah, if people want to know, I have the information. In order to marry their animals, they would have to be sanctified in the church. Of course, the Ringus Church, so, to pursue those relationships.
So Laro, basically, I went to Thyrsus, and that is where the Journal of the Wills, like, originally was found. The two pages that are commonly Wales? Known.
Journal of the
I've Catholic definitely talked Journal? To you guys about the Journal of the Wills before. This
I
is like,
guarantee that you have never mentioned it before, or...
I mentioned it, like, day one.
Or I do not remember.
Day one upon meeting you. Maybe day two? This is as soon as we...
I to me, the Journal of...
I mentioned it to all of you. No!
I feel like day one, it was just a lot of you hitting on me.
Okay, Laro, so basically, I went to Thyrsus. If you don't know the Journal of the Wills, basically it has a language that you see in your own tongue, and I was what? Able to get a part of a prophecy that I don't Ooh. Think had seen the light of day before, which is all very exciting.
Like a Jedi and prophecy?
No, not really a Jedi prophecy, because the Wills are they're beings that are supposed to be of the Force. They might even be the Force. And these are things that were passed on to Jedi. Some things like, do you know the prophecy of the Chosen One? Do you know all of that?
Yeah.
Some people think that it was deduced information from Wills' prophecies that don't have anything to do with this whole, like,
I mean, we all know how that turned out anyway, so what a stock you put in that sort of thing.
This is exciting to me because the work that I am trying to do is find the full journal. Basically, I got there, I got the information, and then the Empire blew up the whole thing. I feel like I'm not going to be able to get any other pertinent information out because we keep hearing etymological discoveries about tanners and...
I was letting everyone finish. I love that story. Very to the point. I'm very cut and dry.
I'm really curious about this because I'm 100% certain you've never said anything like this in front of me.
I absolutely have. Okay. I don't know. What do you want to know?
So you're trying to get some sort of magic book?
It's, well, first off, I mean, magic, I don't know if magic's really a thing.
I mean, I've seen...
No, you've seen force use, and...
That's basically... Do you know how they make people float up in the air and choke them and fly around and jump all over the place and control people's minds and all that? Because I saw that, so I don't know what you want to call that.
Right. I'm more interested in the building blocks of how all of this came together and why our universe functions the way it does. That's kind of what I'm in it for. I want to know why we're set up like this, why some people can do force things and why others can't. The work that I used to do with Professor Laroon was hunting down a bunch of stuff about the Wills. That was her focus, and I am trying to, you know, carry on that work. So anytime that gets brought up, please, if you ever hear anybody talking about the Wills, you have to let me know, because it's my pet project, and I did tell you, like, day one.
Well, I'll think we could help you find your magic book.
It's not
also,
a magic
book.
Also,
if anyone
book.
Is interested in the etymology of pet project... Pretty confident.
This is your last
chance.
Well,
Laro, I think we've answered any question that you could possibly want to know.
Yes. Thank you for writing in. Maybe I'll write you like a letter about it at some point when we're not on the air.
So
have a good
tanners
one.
Tanners would bake their pets.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Campaign. The crew of the Minock will be back again next Wednesday. Before I leave you, first, let me tell you about one of our affiliates. Every episode of Full Disclosure features writer and comedian Eric Berry recording intensely revealing interviews with adult performers, sexologists, comedians, and others in the entertainment industry. The Campaign Podcast is a one-shot podcast network production and a joint presentation by Paracosm Press and Peaches and Hot Sauce. Peaches and Hot Sauce is a Chicago-based comedy network with great videos, podcasts, and live shows for you to enjoy at peachesandhotsauce.com. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game belongs to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. Finally, all music on the show is performed by the Snowdens of yesteryear. Until next time, peace is a lie. There is only passion.